We're on the road again, banking on a northwest wind and heading for a Rocky Mountain high. The camping gear is packed, our hiking boots are waxed, our fly rods are ready. Soon we'll be living in the outback again, and a winter of dreaming will become reality. The places we'll explore offer such beauty and complexity, we'll want to sit still and fill our eyes with the wonder of it. And we'll be reminded again that nature has more answers than we have questions. Best of all, most of these lands are ours. You and I own our national forests, national parks, and BLM lands in common with each other. That's why Teddy Roosevelt is one of my favorite presidents. He had the vision to invent the idea of national parks. He created national forests to be held in trust for the American people and to be enjoyed by them. Yes, I've got everything I need to enjoy these lands, except for one thing. I haven't shelled out $30 for my so-called recreation fee demonstration permit. Without it, the government could fine me for hiking my favorite trails, trails that belong to me. When Woody Guthrie sang, "This land is your land, this land is my land, this land was made for you and me," he didn't say, "for an excise fee." The government thought up this fee scheme as a way to transfer regular appropriations from the Forest Service and national parks to finance unnecessary tax breaks and unneeded toys for the Pentagon. The government calls the fees an experiment. But if you think a cash-starved administration will give up this money stream without a fight, I'll sell you Pike's Peak. When they shake you down to use your own public lands this summer, consider this small irony. The government will be simultaneously passing out subsidies for timber, cattle, and mining interests on those same lands. My predecessor, Russell Sadler, may have said it best. He put it this way: "These fees are a deliberate attempt to impose the same competitive conditions that private recreation uses to make profits: regimentation and restricted access to those with ready money. But the joy of living in the West is throwing a pack on your back and heading out for a spontaneously chosen trail. That's why lobbyists for commercial recreation love these fees." That was Russell Sadler. This is Les O'Coyne.